In Ireland, nothing gets us talking like lions.
Tea?
Small talk.
Well, Jimmy, shocking weather we're having.
Big talk.
Even I could have played county. Office talk.
I'm MIA in the AM, but I'll circle back on the KPIs.
Real talk.
Milk before tea? Should be a criminal offence.
You could say we talk too much.
But the truth is,
we don't talk nearly enough. Lions puts the talk into tea.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Now, a former Garda who physically and psychologically abused and terrorised his former partner and the mother of his child in a prolonged, repeated and controlling manner over a number of years has been jailed for 4 years and 9 months. Former Garda Paul Moody pleaded guilty to harassment and coercion offences, which he committed against another woman before his attacks on Nicola Haney, for which he has already served a 3-year sentence. Frank Rainier, Today FM Courts correspondent, is with us. So this is the second time, and this is a second woman, Frank.
Yeah, exactly. It's incredible. I mean, we covered the previous sentence here in relation to Paul Moody a number of years ago now, and you know what was remarkable about today's sentence hearing was that it was almost a carbon copy of what Nicola Haney went through. This couple, we heard, he had met this woman through a mutual friend in 2015, and she, I should say, unlike Nicola Haney, did not wish to waive her right to anonymity, so we will obviously respect that. Paul Moody was still married at the time. We heard that they began messaging on Facebook, met up a few times after that, but things between them only got serious when Paul Moody's then wife moved out in or about June of 2015. He had told her that he was married. She was aware of that, but he had told her that the marriage wasn't going well, and it did eventually end, as they say, and this woman's nightmare began very soon afterwards. She described the relationship tense from the beginning. Her first major concern was just a month after his wife had moved out in July of 2015. That was at a party. He had accused her of flirting. They rowed a lot in those early days. Her friends were wary of him, believed he was telling her what she wanted to hear to appease her. And a recurring feature, it seemed from listening to the evidence today of those arguments, was his jealousy and accusations about her interactions with men, all of which were unfounded and were in his head. She did care about him. We heard about a holiday they went together in Tenerife during which Paul Moody took intimate photographs of her, and she didn't mind that at the time, but she did ask him to delete them straight away afterwards. And she had believed that he had done just that, but we now know he didn't delete them. He kept them and later used them against her in the most wicked of ways. We heard that she became pregnant, and while he seemed happy about that at first, the abuse soon escalated. He expressed preferences about her appearance. He didn't want her wearing makeup on nights out. He monitored her social media activity very closely. As a result of that, she unfollowed people, deleted apps in response to his demands. He repeatedly interrogated her about past relationships. He was obsessed by one previous relationship in particular. I referred to her using terms, Matt, that I couldn't possibly repeat on air. She became increasingly isolated from friends, believed the power was all with him in the relationship. So from the start, it is fair to say that the relationship was abusive. It got progressively worse.
And Frank, there's a really shocking section of the evidence as well in relation to what happened when she was pregnant with their baby in hospital.
Yeah, remarkably. Yeah. As I say, things did get progressively worse as the relationship went on. The pregnancy was confirmed shortly after that holiday in Tenerife, and their relationship really deteriorated then during that period. Constant arguments. It was a difficult pregnancy. She was required to spend quite some time in hospital before the child was born, and indeed after the child was born. And he was far from supportive. He seemed very put out that she wasn't around or available to pander to his needs. He, of course, quite a pathetic figure, I felt, during this period. He became annoyed with her that she wasn't able to properly celebrate his birthday. And the reason that she wasn't, and she was concerned about the fact that she wasn't around to celebrate his birthday, was because she was in hospital. There was one very serious incident that I think you're speaking to, Matt, when another patient on the ward that she was on had to call the nurse's station because she was concerned about this woman. The nurse responded to that bell. Curtains were pulled around this woman's bed when she entered the ward. And the responding nurse went over to see if she was okay. And when she pulled back the curtains, Paul Moody was there whispering aggressively into her ear. He was asked to leave. He became aggressive towards that nurse. He was temporarily banned from visiting her in the hospital. He sent her a string of really vile messages while she was in hospital, telling her that he wished that she was dead and hoped she'd lose the baby. The messages, Matt, were actually worse than that. But again, I can't repeat.
Yeah, don't. Don't. They're appalling.
Yeah, they really were. And it went on for some time. This sentencing went on for hours. And an awful lot of those exchanges, the text messages and the emails, vile text messages and emails, were read out in open court. But in the interest of taste and decency, I don't think we should go into them here. But
how did she get away from him? How did she manage to get out of this nightmare? And what help did she get from the Gardaí and the Garda Ombudsman?
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, that's another dreadful part of this story, and serious questions I think will have to be asked of GSOC, as it was known then. She made the decision to leave him in December of 2016. That was with the support of family and friends, but he didn't stop harassing her after she did up and leave. He hounded her with abusive messages, weaponized private information about her previous marriage. He constantly messaged her at work, contacted her friends. He set up fake email and social media accounts to do so. It was so bad that she blocked him on a number of online platforms. That sent him into a tailspin. He responded to that by threatening to send naked photographs of her to her boss if she didn't unblock him. He was relentless. And about a year after she left him, she decided to make a complaint to GSOC, because again, let's not forget that he was a serving member of An Garda Síochána at the time. By the time he left the force, he had over 20 years of service, and he was working in Garda Internal Affairs at this particular period. A criminal investigation got underway, but as far as she was concerned, it went nowhere. It was only through a Garda investigation into a separate complaint made by another former partner that we now know of Paul Moody's, that detectives became aware of that GSOC material. The lack of action by GSOC, as she saw it, was very distressing for her. In her victim impact statement today, she spoke to it. She spoke to the delay, the prolonged nature of the process. She said that felt like an extension of the abuse, and that she feels that if someone had listened to her in GSOC back in 2017, that Nicola could have been spared. And that was, of course, a reference to Nicola Haney, whom in 2022, we know Paul Moody was jailed for 3 years and 3 months for coercively controlling her. And remarkably, on the day that he was sentenced for that, the woman is, in this case, that wishes to maintain her right to anonymity, she said she received a welfare call from GSOC. And she said that just felt like a sledgehammer to her. She said nothing was done while she waited for her complaint to be investigated. And her faith in the force was only restored when the current investigation team that successfully prosecuted this case became aware of the complaint. So huge questions to be asked of GSOC in terms of what steps they took to address her complaint back in 2017, and why, according to her, nothing was done about it.
And now he goes back to prison for 4 years and 9 months. Thank you very much, Frank Graney, our Today FM Courts correspondent.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.